Make way, you lot. Make way for your queen. I wish to be present for today's prisoner inspection. Lieutenant, it doesn't matter if my presence is necessary or not. Your duty is to obey me without exception. Unless, of course, you'd like to become a prisoner yourself. That's what I thought. Shall we begin now? I expected there to be a lot more. Are these really the only men you captured during the last raid? We should be bringing in dozens, if not hundreds, per day. How will we replace the warriors we've lost with such a pitiful number of breeders? Lieutenant, I do not want you to be sorry. I want you to be better. Let's have a closer look at them. Not bad. They look like they have decent genes, for humans at least. The superior traits of elven mothers should balance out any shortcomings that their bodies carry. Yes, in time, these new slaves shall prove quite useful. Have your women test their endurance. We need men who can breed for hours on end. And make sure they can produce plenty of sperm. Give them virility potions if needed be. It should not take more than one orgasm to fertilize a womb. Efficiency is important for our way of life. And I... Hold on a moment. Who's that man in the back of the group? I didn't notice him before. Step forward, human, and be quick about it. You look different than the others. Much more pleasing to the eye. Lieutenant, were you trying to hide this one from me? Perhaps you were hoping to test his capabilities yourself. Don't play coy with me. I haven't the time, nor the patience. Bring this prisoner to my quarters at once. He has piqued my curiosity, and I intend to satisfy it. Were my instructions unclear, you fool? Get a move on. I will join both of you momentarily. Good. You've brought him here. Now leave us, Lieutenant. I wish to be alone with this human. Finally, those soldiers can be such a bother. I suppose it's to be expected, but that doesn't make it right. In any case, you're probably wondering why you are here. Normally, I wouldn't allow a lowly human to set foot in my glorious bedchamber. But this is a special case. Your body, your face, they're more appealing than what I've seen from most of your kind. While the other prisoners are being tested by my army, I shall evaluate you personally. In these desperate times, all elven women must bear children, even royalty like myself. As you can imagine, my standards for mating are tremendously high. Very few men are deserving of me, even among elves. I'd like to see how a human fares. If you lack the qualities I seek, then you shall be taken to a breeding camp like the others. But if you impress me, then perhaps you'll be keeping my bed warm at night. We shall see. And don't even try to run or attack me. I know how impulsive you humans can be. This palace is filled with guards, ready to kill or die at my command. But they're not the immediate threat. My reign is unopposed for a reason, so behave yourself. Now, remove those rags you're wearing. I want to see you naked. I like what I see. Go slower. Let me savor this. Yes, every inch of skin looks delicious. What is your name, human? Is that so? You creatures have such odd taste in names. Get used to being called things like slave, cattle, or pet. Whichever strikes my fancy. Your old life is over now, and so you must leave your old name behind. Lie down on my bed, pet. Excellent. Before I test your skills as a breeder, you must show me that you know how to serve a queen. Tell me, what does every ruler in this world have? Close, but not quite. Every ruler in this world, no matter if they're an elf, a human, or something else, has a throne. Yes, you're right. There is a throne room in my palace, but I am not always there. I require a substitute from time to time. Perhaps your face can fill that role. Hold still. How does my butt feel? Even better than it looks, I'm sure. As you know, royalty must always be shown the proper respect. Show yours by kissing my slit with those soft lips of yours. Yes. Kiss it again, my pet. Again. I am pleased by your devotion, but now I require something else. Your tongue. Lick my entrance. Carefully now. Goddess. Oh, it feels so good. Glide that tongue up and down. Stick it in me, then. Stick your tongue inside me. Oh, that's it. Eat me while I ride your face. I think I'm going to come soon. Feel it. You'd like that, wouldn't you, human? For my royal juices to cover your face. I'll give you what you desire. Just keep going. If you stop, even for a second, I'll execute you myself. You'll wish you never. I can't hold back anymore. Well done, my pet. You're a loyal servant, indeed. And I am not an ungrateful queen, as you will soon find out. Oh my. I didn't realize your cock had become so stiff. You enjoy pleasing me, don't you? Well, I enjoy rewarding those who deserve it. These breasts of mine have served me well, swaying the hearts of many, as if the rest of my beauty wasn't enough. Just looking at them is making you even harder. Come here, pet. Put your cock in my cleavage. All right. Now, I can push these breasts together and start stroking you. That's right, pet. Give in to my soft, supple breasts. Abandon your ideas of free will. Submit to me instead. Keep your hands at your sides. The only thing you're allowed to do is thrust. And moan, of course. Your pre-cum is getting all over me. You must be close. Do you want me to keep going, pet? Do you want me to make you come? Yes, what? That's better. And I'm not just any queen. I'm your queen. Remember that. Your only purpose in this world is to serve me in any way I see fit. Come for me, my pet. Show me how much you love my breasts. Do it. Your queen commands you. Ugh. You. You excitable little whelp. Your cum was supposed to land on my chest, not my face. It's so warm and sticky. The taste isn't too bad, at least. Only a human would have the nerve to do such a thing. You're lucky I'm still in a good mood. Otherwise, I'd feed you to the hounds. Lie back down on the bed. You're going to make up for this. Hopefully, there's still plenty of cum inside those balls, because I'm going to ride you until there's nothing left. You were brought here for breeding, and that is what you shall do. I'll lower myself onto you now. human cocks feel so much better than elven ones. Don't let it get to your head, though. We're still superior in every other way. My tight elven hole is going to milk every last drop you've got. The load you put inside me better be as large as the one you put on my face. Such lovely little whimpers. You're already close again, aren't you? Good. I can't afford to be here all day. Even though part of me wants to. Come on, pet. Come inside me. Fill my womb. Give your queen what she needs. Marvelous. Your seed feels so nice inside me. But we're not done yet. Your body feels like it could handle more. If not, then it simply means you're not as worthy as I presumed. Let's find out, shall we? You're still hard, my pet. This bodes well for both of us. The more useful you are, the longer I'll keep you. If it helps, keep thrusting into me to match my rhythm. Yes, just like that. Keep going. Show me your neck, pet. I want to choke you. How does it feel? Don't worry. I won't squeeze too hard. Not that it matters. Your cock is twitching so much. I'd say you like being choked. Don't pass out on me, human. Not until you come again, at least. I know you're almost there. So am I. Give it to me. Give me the rest of your seed. Prove your loyalty and breed me. Oh, goddess. That was better than it had any right to be. You filled me all the way up, my pet. I've never been bred so well before. Your cum is starting to leak out of me. The servants will clean it up later. Thanks to you, my body shall give birth to a beautiful half-elven child, the first of many. For now, know that you have earned your place in my bed. No one else is allowed to have you under penalty of death. You are far too good to be one of our normal breeders. Take pride in that, human, and continue to serve me as you did today. All of that breeding has made me so sweaty. I could use a bath. You can stay out here if you'd like, unless you'd prefer to join me.